Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge afternoon market wrap-up. And we did see a little bit of pressure in the corn market. The grains were generally quiet with the exception of Kansas City wheat, which had its best day in several weeks. December corn at 475 and a half, down 3 1/4. March at 490 and a half, down 2 1/2. And May 499, down 2 3/4. And we did see December corn punch through those recent lows as we continue to grind about. A little bit of harvest pressure in place today. Soybeans doing a little better today. November beans, 1293 1/4. That is up 6 1/4. Those beans are now in delivery. January's front month, we're at 1317. That's up 6 1/2. And March at 1330 3/4, up 6, as range-bound action continues to be the case. December soybean oil at 49.91 was down 151, while meal at 431.20 was up 20. Mean spring crush at 112.75, not surprisingly down noticeably, down 12.5 cents, with the higher beans noticeably or lower oil and little change in the meal. December wheat at 561.5 was up 5 1/4. December Kansas City 641, up 11 3/4. We did finish on the highs of the day. That market has developed a very, very large fund short position, much like Minneapolis. And a healthy little bounce here. We'll see how much follow-through we can actually get, though. December Minneapolis, so at 709, was down 0.25 cents. January rice at 16 even was unchanged on the day. Cotton, trouble in the cotton patch. December cotton, 79.44, down 178. March at 81.68, down 183, as fund selling has likely moved the funds now into a net short position. Ideas about demand remain very, very weak, and as we're beginning to get more cotton harvested, we're getting some harvest pressure there as well. December live cattle, 183.85, up 30. January feeders, 238.05, up 85. We saw cutouts back off a little bit. Cash market has been very quiet so far this week. December hogs, 70.02, down 170. Late day market decline in the hogs market. Internals continue to soften. I've noticed cash has moved back noticeably in this nice little recent rally we've had, maybe coming to an end. November milk at 1727 is currently up, was up 8 on the day. Orange juice for January, 370.370, down 10, that's limit down. December crude oil, 80.92, down 10 cents. We traded as high as 83.42 earlier in the day. Midday, the buying gave up, and we saw prices reverse noticeably. Diesel held on to most of its gains, though, at 296.92. That was up about 6 cents a gallon. At one point, it was up 10 cents a gallon. Unleaded, 219.55, down 2 cents a gallon. In a 10-cent range, we traded as high as 228 and as low as 228.50 and as low as 218.22, as, again, gasoline demand numbers are looking a little soft. Natural gas at 348 was down 9. Gold at 1987.10, down 740, while silver at 22.99, up 4 cents. Dollar index at 106.67 was up 1 tick. Stocks broadly higher. We were higher most of the day. We received some weak economic news this morning that pushed bond yields down initially, and that started a rally. The FOMC meeting today, as expected, rates were left unchanged. Chairman Powell's tone was maybe a little bit softer. However, the Fed Funds futures market has put any rate hikes, has pushed those out from July now out to September. But stocks liked it, at least for today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 33,274, up 221, 0.75%. S&P 500, 42.38. That was up 44 points, or just about 1%, and we are right back underneath the 200-day moving average. NASDAQ Composite, 13,061, up 210. Best performer of the day, up about 1.6%. It is back above the 200-day moving average, but we do have Apple releasing their earnings tomorrow after the close. Interest rates lower across the curve and meaningfully. The 2-year at 4.95, down 14 basis points, and that's 13 basis points off of the highest levels of the day. The 10-year at 4.75, down 18. We had been as high as 4.93, and 4.75 was pretty much the low. We had seen the market trade in a pretty tight box between 480 and 5% over the last couple of weeks. We will actually see if rates can actually trend lower or if we see them creep back up back into that 480 to 5% range. The 30-year at 494 down 15. The Treasury announced its refunding schedule, and yes, they're going to be selling a whole lot of debt. In fact, about $1.5 trillion worth of debt over the next 6 months. That's about $4,400 per citizen of the United States. And the bond market initially at least likes the pattern that they're seeing and how they're going to go about doing this. When they actually go to sell it, it may be another story. This is Sterling Smith from sunny and cold Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.